This is Casey Bell, host of the Shake Up Learning Show and a proud member of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual host. For more great podcasts, visit edupodcastnetwork.com and get ready because the learning begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 154 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you today from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters. Yep, my house in West Central Indiana. And I was just cruising Twitter today, and I saw the coolest idea to get students doing something similar to podcasts real quickly and easily. You know, I almost started to describe what a podcast is, but you're listening to one, so I don't think I have to really go there. Sometimes when I do presentations, I want to make sure that people know exactly what they are. I don't think I'm going to go into that right now, but of course, the popularity of audio continues to go up as podcast listenership continues to grow and as smart speakers continue to become more and more prevalent. So a lot of people are real bullish on audio. So if you want students to be able to do it, you know, there are lots of really great tools out there to help you do podcasting. I create this podcast on Anchor, anchor.fm. It is an app that does have the whole, you know, terms of service for 13 and over. You could certainly supervise one as the teacher and have students use your account. However, I just ran across a fascinating idea for creating podcasts using Google Slides. I seem to turn to Google Slides to do just about everything, but I think that this really, really works. So I found this on Jen Giffen's blog. So you can find Jen Giffen on Twitter. Her Twitter handle is virtualgif with G-I-F-F. And her blog is at virtualgif.blogspot.com. And so she just posted this idea, and here's what she says. She says, do the whole thing in Google Slides. And she suggests starting off, basically the workflow is this. You record some audio using a free online tool that I'll tell you about. You take that audio, and it uploads automatically to Google Drive. Then you create a slide deck for the podcast. So, you know, just a Google Slides presentation. The students can put can make a little logo for their podcast and stick it into the slides. And then each slide is for an episode of the podcast to keep things organized. And then what you can do is use the insert audio function that is available in slides. This was something that Google talked about for a while that they said it's coming, and it didn't come. Well, now it's pretty much available, I think, pretty much everywhere. So you can go insert audio and then insert that audio file into one of those slides. So if you imagine what the slide deck might look like, slide one might be a logo for the podcast, and then slide two could be maybe a description of the podcast, or maybe could be the first episode. Let's say slide two is the first episode, then slide three is the second episode, slide four is the third episode. And so on each one of those, they could have an episode image, they could have a very short description, and then they could have the audio. And so whenever you click play on the audio, then you're able to listen to the podcast. So no need to publish out to podcasting platforms if that's not what you're going for. Students can go and, you know, share links to each other's slide decks so they'd be able to see it. So anyway, pretty cool thing. The tool that she suggested for recording she found Cloud Audio Recorder, which you, well, if you do a Google search for it, the link is not super easy, but if you do a Google search for Cloud Audio Recorder, you should be able to find it, and it automatically saves your MP3 file to a to your Google Drive. And so once it's in Google Drive, then of course it's super, super easy to stick it right onto a slide. She also says if your students want to get fancy and edit, check out Bear Audio, which you can find at bearaudiotool.com. That's B-E-A-R like the animal. bearaudiotool.com. And either way, you save that audio to Drive, and then you stick the audio into the slide. And then each slide is like a... it's kind of like an episode. So thought this was a really cool idea. I haven't tried it, but I kind of tried the steps that she took, and it looks like it would work. So if this is something you've been considering, if you like the idea of podcasts, if you want students to, you know, record their reflections and what they're learning, or their journey through a project or whatever, this could be a really, really good option. So again, if you want to check out the Jen's post, you can head to her blog, which is at virtualgif.com. That's virtualgiff.blogspot.com, or go check her out on Twitter. She's at virtualgiff. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.